love Fridays.
What? You do?
I do. I love Fridays.
I thought you hated Fridays.
I don't.
You hate the clear, sunny weather we've been having.
No, that's you're mistaking you with me.
You can't stand big cities. You like small, rural towns. Where, try that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you hate Fridays.
Fridays, we do our old request fest from 5 to 7.
Woo!
And that is fun.
Nothing but party music, man.
Because we go outside of our normal range of stuff, and we can play some weird things.
We kick the fence down, and we go play out in the field. What do you got?
In the 4 o'clock hour, the most extreme thing you did to see a concert.
Ah, nice.
Most extreme thing you did see.
I'm put in mind of Pink Floyd, The Wall, the movie, which I hope we don't get any stories quite like that. Wow.
There's a strange Father's Day celebration that went on.
I do hope we get stories like that. Yeah!
Yes, I was confused for a second.
Well, you don't want to embarrass yourself. Sorry, Father's Day, yes.
Yes, strange Father's Day celebration in Mexico. And I think it should catch on.
Yeah, the donkey will be happy.
There's a new world record we want to talk about.
Okay, all right.
And coming up next, one American dollar. Sligo's chance to win one American dollar.
Hell yeah.
On 95.5 KLOS. Dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
I do need a dollar. I need a dollar.
Do you?
I need a buck. Yeah.
You didn't run wild with the one you earned yesterday?
I spent it after like a week. I've gone through the whole dollar. And I need another one. I need to go play again for hours on end.
All right.
Buy lots of stuff.
Here's today's topic. The 10 most popular European cities for U.S. travelers.
European.
European cities U.S. travelers.
European.
To come up with the list, the experts gathered data from Statista.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is.
Statista.
Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. To analyze which cities are being talked about most on social media and searched online.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting modern way of deciding what
that's how they came up with it.
Folk care about. By the way, one American dollar brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one of those American dollars at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Do it right now.
I feel like this list is missing an obvious one. So I'm just going to give that to you. I'm going to tell you that Paris is not in the list.
That was my first guess, yes. Of course.
Paris is not in the list.
Well, I guess
which
I
makes
can
me think,
see,
what?
Well, because of all the insanity that's been going on there. It is nonstop rioting in
that's true.
Paris. Which
it's
is
not,
funny. Because
not in the top 10.
When you said that, the first thing I thought was Paris, and I thought my unpopular take is I have no desire to go there. And that's one of the main reasons. They just won't stop burning the damn city to the ground. All right. No Paris.
No Paris.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
I would have guessed. It would have been my first guess. London, clearly, got to be on the list.
London is on the list at number 2.
I love London. I almost moved there.
Did like, you?
Yeah. Bean has stolen my thunder and moved there.
You know, you can still move there.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you want.
I wanted to get a job at the BBC. I thought that would be... I mean, I did a couple things for them in there, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, they were so cool and so professional. Berlin.
Berlin is not on the list.
Lame.
But Hamburg is.
Okay.
There's no way you would ever come up with Hamburg.
Even though I would like one.
So I'm going to get, I think Berlin, I'm going to throw it in with Hamburg.
Nice.
So that's a yes.
Wow,
another
yeah.
yes.
Getting close to that dollar.
Two guesses.
Woo-hoo!
You got two right.
I probably won't get any more anyway. Barcelona?
Barcelona, Spain.
Ah.
Not in the list.
How about Monte Carlo? Who's
Monte
going to go?
Monte Carlo.
All these places that I'll never go that I don't really...
Not in the list.
But I would go to Monte Carlo. I mean, you got the beach, you got casinos, you got... I mean, I'm so rich, it would be so easy to be
That's
there.
True.
I guess probably one more guess then, huh? Madrid.
Madrid?
Yeah.
Is...
Boring. I went to Madrid. It wasn't... Really
not on the list.
Well, good. It shouldn't be. All right, what are these cities that I don't know because I'll never go?
All right, number 10 is Stockholm.
So I can get your syndrome there. Okay, all right.
Number 9 is Dublin.
Dublin, yeah, that's Ireland, a good one. Yeah. I didn't even think about Ireland.
Number 8 is Sofia, Bulgaria.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Huh?
Number 7 is Lisbon, Portugal.
Okay, Portugal. I would love to see all the ancient architecture. It's beautiful.
Number 6 is Athens, Greece. Number 5 is Vienna, Austria.
Oh, sure. Yep. You can tell that I'm very cultured and well-traveled.
Number 4 is Hamburg, which we got along with Berlin.
Right.
Number 3 is Rome.
Rome? All right. I didn't know if Italy was actually considered.
Europe?
I don't know.
Don't say that out loud.
I'll say what?
Number 2 is London.
London.
And number 1 is a real stretch for me. Belgium's capital, Brussels.
Brussels. You know, I do hear really amazing things. Someone that I know moved there and loves it. Just absolutely adores Brussels.
That's number one.
No dollars for me. I guess I'll just sit home and cry and look at my travel brochures. And
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
5 o'clock. It's nothing but party music, man.
That is correct. It's the old Request Fest from 5 to 7 today.
As long as it's loud and we can find it, we'll throw it on for you.
Kimberly Winter, who goes by Kimmy Cola on TikTok, has Kimmy broken Cola. a world record.
Okay.
What would you guess it is?
Having the dumbest name ever.
Nope.
Pogo sticking.
Okay. Pogo sticking?
Yeah. What was that? On Brady Bunch. Cindy, right? Pogo sticking. Number of sex acts in one day.
I'd like to see that, but no. That wasn't it.
Most hits on a single, whatever they call them, TikTok clip video.
Most likes?
Most hits. Yeah, whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No. Play that.
Okay. Yeah! Let's hear that again. That was beautiful. That's...
Kim, or better known as Kimmy Cola on TikTok, and I just broke the world record for women's loudest burp.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Rules.
That's a thing.
That is the best.
The record holder is a person from Italy.
Not anymore.
Who did a 107 decibels.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Which is really hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this girl is, this is when she breaks it.
Someone in a plane is like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Well, I've kind of always known that I was able to burp loud. Ever since I was a little girl, even growing up, everyone was, they were so loud. Even my parents were just like, can you please shut up?
No, you wouldn't think your parents would say that.
Right?
Even my parents.
Oh my God, that would be so annoying.
What I do to prepare for a big burp is I just take a deep breath in.
Everybody learn now.
And try to manipulate that into something monstrous and magical.
Is this the actual burp coming up? Is this the record breaker?
I believe it's one of them.
Sweet. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It is her.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. That is so awesome. She's the best. I love her.
I realized I was probably one of the loudest women out there because one time I got kicked out of a bar for burping too loud.
Wow.
That is...
I can see a church.
That's something.
A wedding.
A bar.
Funeral.
Kicked out of a bar.
But a bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I simply decided to buy my own decibel meter and I burped a 109. 109.7.
All right, so the decibel meter thing is supposed to be like 8 feet away.
Oh yeah.
So she was holding it closer. So the record is 107.
And that's from 8 feet away?
Yes.
Okay.
I already knew I was loud. I already had the confidence. I just needed to get the right mixture in my belly to produce this world record breaking burp.
By the way, this great story with that horrible music.
I love that music.
Make the music stop. Quit adding crappy music to everything. All right, here we go.
One of 7.3, he said, while you were talking.
107.3.
She set the new world record.
8 feet away.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yes. That is reason to celebrate. That rules.
Kimberly Winter.
Well done, Kimberly.
Well done.
We love your name now.
Mayor comes under fire for hiring strippers for Father's Day celebration.
Oh, poor mayor. That was such a brilliant idea for Dad's
Day.
The
town in the Mexican state of Chiapas has come under harsh criticism for hiring strippers to entertain his male constituents during this year's Father's Day celebration. It's been over a month since this year's Father Day, and while most of us have already forgotten about it, the men will probably remember these festivities for a long time.
He's not in Vegas. I mean, in Vegas, that'd be no problem. What other towns could you get away with that in? I suppose, where's the...
I don't know.
Yeah. LaGrange, maybe in Texas, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, but, yeah. That's a strange one.
Wow.
it's let's see. It's a lewd strip show, and he put a poster promoted it online before Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Invited only males, no moms, no kids.
No nerds.
No children, no women. And there was the girls were such a big hit with the male participants that some of the bravest of the men laid down on the stage while the girls stripped
laid
for them.
Down, brave. So the randiest, most drunk.
Yes, probably. Probably that is true. According to Mexican news sources, some of the local women disregarded the mayor's warning not to attend the festivities.
I'm going to, baby, come on. Let's go. It's going to be amazing.
They even brought their children with them.
Oh, well, there you're running into problems.
That turned out to be a bad idea. Sure. And most of them left for the auditorium as soon as the strip show started.
Oh, that's no good.
The mayor's name is Manuel Angel Villalobos.
Sure.
He said, don't forget that the reason for coming here was to have fun for a while.
You just can't have fun anymore.
This program is made for you. I hope you enjoy it and you have a good time and a good memory.
That sounds like something they're going to trot out, like something really G-rated. I mean, it does not sound like strippers are about to take the stage.
Doesn't it seem like that's the kind of thing that you would throw that idea out and then
well, depends on
this.
Yeah.
But we can't do it.
Depends on who's in the room.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, yeah! Woo!
Well, he did it.
Yeah.
And he invited all the men to an auditorium and there was a huge strip show. And that is how they celebrated Father's Day.
All right. I say we elect a mayor here in Los Angeles.
All right.
Well, let's get that started.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was thinking recently about people standing in line for concerts.
Oh, yeah. You remember you used to go to some weird, like, department store?
Yeah, Macy's.
Yeah.
I think.
Stand in line there. And then also, of course, at the venue, you'd camp overnight.
Right.
And all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, that was always fun.
There's a writer for Vice that says, I once camped out all night to buy tickets for Radiohead on their OK Computer tour. My friend and I slept in the doorway of a Ticketmaster. Just yeah, to make sure that they were first.
Yep.
And it reminded me of my ridiculous story that I'm going to discount myself for because the station paid for it.
Okay.
But I did leave out of LAX, fly to Dublin.
Wow.
Saw you too.
Right.
Flew back on Sunday. I was in the air more than I was on the ground.
And was the show worth it?
Yeah, it was great.
How much money do you think was wrapped up in that adventure?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did you stay in a hotel or did you get back on the plane after the show?
I don't remember that either.
It's a blur.
I'm going to say that doesn't count because it was paid for me.
Right.
So we're going to ask you the most extreme thing you did to see a concert.
Right.
Did you travel?
Right.
How did you get the tickets?
Did you stay overnight? Did you give in to the wiles of someone and let them do whatever just so they could get you the tickets?
Did you have sex with them?
Yeah, there you go. I'm not sure why you have to say
wiles.
I like keeping things very clean and
that's
G-rated.
What you're known for. Yeah,
yeah. I know, right?
The most extreme thing you did to see a concert. 818-955-KLOS.
I like hearing them being a little more chill.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Greta Van Fleet, that is their latest from the Starcatcher album, and that is Meeting the Master on KLOS.
We are talking about extreme things you did to see a band. One of the examples that I have is somebody said, what was your best show you ever saw?
Right.
And I said it was Rage Against the Machine 1999 at the Troubadour.
Okay.
And they had just come out with Battle of Los Angeles. And somebody tweeted me and said, I couldn't get in. But I listened to the whole thing from outside. Just put my ear against the wall
yeah,
and listen to it from outside.
You could totally hear that.
As did Dave the King of Mexico,
our producer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know he was there. He listened to the outside of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty extreme.
That's like Jukebox Hero. That's the story, basically. Yeah. Foreigner's Jukebox Hero.
So the most extreme thing you did to see a concert. You have a story?
I won tickets from K-Tide, 99. I don't know if I say that on the radio, but only won one day on Sunday tickets for Grateful Dead.
Right.
Okay, so I go, I'm like 20 years old. I'm riding a bicycle from Simi Valley at the time.
Huh.
I hitchhiked to Ventura Fairgrounds, and I go up to the thing saying, hey, I'm going to camp out here. And they said, no, you need 3 days worth of tickets. I'll check it out. Give me a minute. I don't have any money. So I went and talked to a scalper saying, hey, can I borrow two tickets, the Friday and Saturday shows?
Borrow?
Well, just borrow, kind of just show it to him real quick.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I go back and I say, look, I got 3 tickets. Cool. I get my camping sticker, you know?
Right.
You know, you get your, not sticker, but whatever, wristband.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I got a spot right next to the gate where I actually saw Jerry Garcia and Phil Lesh and Bob Weir, everybody for the Grateful Dead. This is back in, you know, the 90s, you know, the Grateful Dead at Ventura.
Nicely done.
Yeah, very well done.
I don't think I would have thought of borrowing tickets.
No, and it's very amazing that they actually let you borrow the tickets. That's very cool of them. That's not the sort of thing scalpers are generally known for.
That is true. KLO. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the insane things for the concert.
Yes, yes.
I used to work at the Hollywood Bowl back in 2008, 2009, and Radiohead had a 3-night stint there, and I was an usher there, and I remember during one of the shows, people were literally climbing up the hill to get into the venue to see Radiohead.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably at Hollywood Bowl, you said you worked there, you must have seen that a few times.
For any other band, I didn't see anything to that extent, but it was pretty crazy having people climb up the hill to get into the venue to watch
that is
Radiohead.
Weird. Yeah.
Tom York fans are very dedicated.
Very dedicated, clearly.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Dude, man, 16 years old, California World Music Festival, the Coliseum. Oh, dude, I went to the Coliseum. First of all, got in the first day, came out, spent the night on the cement smoking hash with total strangers to get in the second night. I can't even believe I did that. Waves of people, right, pushing you against the stage. I thought I was going to die. I would never, I'd never do that again, ever.
Yeah, but you were 16.
Yeah, exactly. You're more rubber back then. That's awesome. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The most extreme thing you did to see a concert.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing? I shouldn't say gentlemen. How are you guys doing, man?
That's a fact.
We are great. We're talking about the most extreme thing you did to get to a concert.
The very first concert. Anaheim Convention Center. It looks like a spaceship back in when it was first built.
Right.
Rod Stewart was playing Airplane. These guys and myself, we actually went up on top of the whole thing and slipped back down into where the concert guys went in.
The backstage area?
Backstage area, and we got...
Yeah, that's kind of smart, because it was slopey roof.
Yeah.
We ran around and we went out right when Rod Stewart came on stage. It was really bitching.
That's awesome, man. You say that was your first show, too? The first show you ever went to?
Yes, it was. I was 14, 15.
Classic. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
I needed to go see Slayer and I didn't have no money.
Right.
And I looked under Craigslist, under the gig section, and they needed somebody to work a booth there. Which I did, and the lady just had me fill up one fridge with beer, and then she sent me on my lunch break, and I sat there for an hour and talked with all the guys from Anthrax and Slayer.
Nice.
Wow.
And then they let everybody started coming in, and I said, what's going on there? And they said, oh, everyone's coming in. So I said, screw this job, and I saw Slayer and Anthrax in the front row for free.
Nice. Yeah.
So you quit and saw those two bands in the front row.
And a week later, I got a check in the mail for $175.
Nice.
Well done, you.
They paid you for nothing except enjoying
being a slacker.
Slayer.
And watching the show. Thanks for calling. That's awesome, man.
KLOS, hello.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, when I was 10 or 11 years old, I was with my dad. I'm getting out of the car, and I look in the gutter, and there's a police badge, I thought, but it said electrical inspector on it. So 20 years later, I'm going, you know, I'm going to shine that badge up and go to a Tom Petty concert at Irvine Meadows.
Ha!
So I put the badge in like a black wallet, like Sergeant Friday, you know.
Right, just the facts, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So I walk up, I show the badge. We go, okay, come on in.
Wow.
But I watched the whole concert from backstage.
Nice. Well, that's only impersonating a police officer, not a big deal. But you didn't say you were. You just flashed a badge.
Yeah, I was electrical inspector. I got to check all the connections.
That is great.
Inspector, I don't even know her. Well done. That's beautiful.
He held on to it for 20 years and finally used it.
And finally paid off. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
The most extreme thing he did to see a concert.
And for that last guy who snuck into a Tom Petty show for free, pretending to be an electrical inspector, here comes my girl on KLOS. Damone selling tickets. Go see Cheap Trick. Surrender. I'm just always think of that scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm like, he's like trying to see. You don't have to sell Cheap Trick. They sell themselves. Awesome.
We're doing the old request fest in a few minutes. We're going to take requests at 818-955-KLOS. We have time for a couple of calls on the topic of the most extreme thing you did to see a concert. What year was it?
89, and I was at the Coliseum. The Rolling Stones are playing, and I didn't have a ticket.
Right.
So I walked up to the fence, started climbing. So it had the V-shaped barbed wire.
Right.
And so I get inside. I'm in, crouched down inside the V, and I'm by a concession stand. And the hot dog lady comes out to throw the trash, and I'm right there. And she doesn't look up. So she goes back in. I jump over. And I walk. I just stand next to the concession stand like I was there.
Right.
And two guys gave me a two thumbs up, and I got in for free.
Nice.
That's great.
Without any slices on your skin?
No. Well, you know, my shirt did get caught, but I just like ripped it real quick, so because I was like hanging. And,
a little rip, a little tear. Nice.
Just a little. Yeah.
And you didn't get busted by the hot dog lady.
They could be the hardest.
No, really.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. The most extreme things you did to see a concert?
Yes, sir. 1985, Poison Tesla at Illinois State University. I camped out at 3 degrees in the middle of the night in January.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yes.
I just got a military, had my lonely bag. I'm sleeping there. My buddy brought me at Olympics at 4 a.m.
Ah, nice.
My buddy brought me coffee. At 6 a.m., the Ticketmaster opened, and they said, no, you cannot have a ticket because the first 500 Illinois State students get them first.
Boo!
And you had spent the night in 3 degrees.
Yes, sir, I did.
That is some nonsense.
You knew who your friends were. Your buddy who brought you nuggets and coffee. That guy rules.
Right. Oh, yeah, they're my military buddies.
Nice,
yes.
Of course.
Everybody needs a nugget guy. This is the All Request Fest.
Yeah!
818-955-KLOS.
The All Request Fest has begun. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. What do you want to hear?
You got to go with Deep Purple. For sure.
I do believe, sir, you are correct.
Amy, this is for you.
What the hell is going on? What's happening?
It is the All Request Fest.
Ah, hello, Caleb West.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You got a request?
Yeah, how about some Nazareth? Expect no mercy.
Yeah, very, very good. Wow.
Wow, what just happened?
Wow. I'll have what I'm having.
I'll take one of those.
Hearing that always makes me want to see Charlie's Angels again, the movie, because that's how it wrapped up. What is it you want? What?
Anything my Zeppelin will work for me.
Take me away. That is Aaron Jones for a guy named Brian just called a few minutes ago. Asked for him. I love Aaron Jones.
That's same.
He's very cool, too. Really nice guy.
I've not heard a song from him that I don't like.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
That's crazy.
I mean, the music in the Guardians of the Galaxy series has been awesome, but I was totally surprised when that one turned up in the third one.
Same.
Space Hog. I haven't played that in a million years. That's in the meantime.
Missy and Tustin.
Well done, Missy and Tustin. Hello, KLOS, All Request Fest.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can I request Ice Cream Man by Van Halen?
That is one of my favorites of theirs. Absolutely.
Yes,
I'd be happy
can.
To play it for you.
Right on.
Who's this?
This is Vicky.
Thanks for calling. You got it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, bud. Bye.
Hey, hello, Kevin Slogo.
Yeah,
how's your Friday going?
You know, pretty good. Can't wait to get out and drink heavily and smoke a lot and party and then fall down and wonder where I am and come in on Monday and be hungover. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's a good good plan.
You got a request?
Yeah, can I hear some David Bowie, Rebel Rebel, please?
Oh, what a good one.
Love it.
That is aces. That's Oh, we can't say that.
Nope.
Hey, Kevin and Slogo. This is Dave. Party Friday. How about a little fog at Fool for the City, baby?
It's Friday night. No better night for a request.
Exactly. If Uncle Jack want to hear some You Sure Got That Right by some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Sluggo lost one American dollar by not naming 4 out of the top 10 European cities for Americans to visit.
Hey, man, you're a PN.
Wow. A woman named Kimberly Winter recorded her burp at 107.3 decibels. She set a world record.
She is my new hero. Heroine. Whatever, man. I love her.
And next week, we've got more passes for you to join the second annual KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure.
Don't forget, the 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive is happening tomorrow. It's not too late to do some walk-ins. You can still walk in and participate. Where's it come on those locations?
There's some walk-ups, appointments available at Santa Monica, Glendale, Canoga Park, Commerce, El Segundo, and Long Beach.
Cool. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Locally grown rock from Dirty Honey. That's Rolling Sevens. Those guys are going to be the next people on stage, the new KLOS Live stage. That's going to be happening on Thursday, August 17th. If you can make it at noon, over to where exactly is this? Like Pico and La Brea, right?
Yeah,
about,
I think
there?
So, yeah.
Yeah, if you can make it there around noon to see those guys on stage for free, hanging out with Matt Pinfield, answering his foul questions for a while, and then playing some live music for everybody that's there, then go to Dirty Honey at 955KLOS.com right now, the KLOS Live Stage. Powered by Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolution specialists, and just give us your name and a few other secret bits of information. We'll get you into that show. Go right now, Dirty Honey at 955KLOS.com. All right, here's the deal. The 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive is happening right this second, right now.
And if you're not a plan-ahead type of person,
no big deal. You can walk right up to a couple locations.
Here are the locations: Santa Monica, Glendale, Canoga Park, Commerce, El Segundo, and Long Beach.
Now, if you'd like to still get in on the 3-day passes to Power Trip possibility, you can stop for tomorrow. Go to redcrossblood.org and sign up for tomorrow.
Find a location near you.
Exactly. And then you will be in that drawing as well. But if you would like to just show up right now, give them those locations again to tap you and give you some blood.
Santa Monica, Glendale, Canoga Park, Commerce, El Segundo, and Long Beach.
Right this second. And JD will be talking about it tomorrow. And thanks to Antis Roofing and Waterproofing for keeping family safe and dry and stepping up and being a sponsor with us this year.
It is today and tomorrow, the 42nd annual blood drive from KLOS. You can get a spot at redcrossblood.org, or you can just walk up. There is some room for walk-up appointments in Santa Monica, Glendale, Canoga Park, Commerce, El Segundo, and Long Beach. They'll be open till 7:30 at those locations.
And thank you for taking part in the 42nd annual. I mean, it started in 1981. That is unbelievable.
Yep.
Missing the G on their name, the Rolling Stones started playing a jazz club in England on this day in rock in 1962. They were there for 22 weeks. The Kinks released You Really Got Me in the UK as a single on this day in rock, 1964. The soundtrack to Prince's Purple Rain hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1984. It stayed there at number one for 22 weeks.